Starts recording. Okay. So that shouldn't be over there. I'm that was. I'm gonna screen share in a second. Okay. Everybody ready? Okay, good. So we're gonna start with basic right question, or what we already put on Daf Makoros, which is the Chachamim are literally Chacham, according to the Shita, that Tanai, by get, is posel, even though the Gerushin is entirely, unlimited, really presents us with the exact opposite perspective on Gerushin that we've been talking about, from what we've been talking about in Zman El. Right? Zman El we mostly dealt with, well, first we dealt with the whole introduction to Gerushin, but the last part of Zman El was Reb Elazar. What does Reb Elazar think? Reb Elazar thinks you can basically at partial Ishos, or you can break up the different components of Ishos. And what we have with the Chachamim here is literally the exact opposite. Not only do you need to have complete Gerushin, but you also need something else, right? In addition to all that, you also can't even make the Gerushin Al-Tanai in a manner which would, prevent her from marrying a specific person for a specific amount of time. Okay? And one of the things that we can ask on that is obviously where is that issue, right? Whatever this external, you can't make a get out tonight, where is that, right? Where does that issue come in? And the most obvious answer would be, right, something to do with Gerushin. Gerushin couldn't possibly exist without X, Y, or without whatever external thing, because in terms of the actual, he's being a Garish, or in terms of the get, there's no limitation. He's not limiting the effect of the get. All right, but what do we find in the Gemara? All right, we found in the Gemara is that, one second, let's get the last one. Right, so the Gemara says on Pebe, on the bet, my time with Rabbi Elazar, second line, me did have a kol tanai da alma, Rabbanan kol tanai da alma lo shir la beget, hacha shir la beget. So we want to be medaik, right? I think I hinted at it hardly enough on the Daf Makoros, that we want to be medayik, because at least in the Gemara, it says, that where's the shiur? I would have thought the shiur is in the Gerushin. Right? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara actually says the shiur is beget. Now you have two ways to deal with that. One, and this is not such a big jump, is to say when we say beget, we mean begerushin. Right? The get is what effects the Gerushin, and therefore when we said shiur the beget, we just mean the whole nine yards. But if you look at Rashi, what did Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hacha shir begita, kivan de atni bahada shalo lina selase nimsa shalo hetira getze lekol adam." Rashi emphasizes that the get here. Let's do a screen share. Screen share. This. One second. This one here. Does that really need this bigger? Okay. Right. Says Rashi. Right, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the problem is in the get, it sounds like. Right, since this get hasn't been matir l'chol adam, it's not a good get. That's a far cry from saying that the gerushin didn't work, the gerushin needed to be for everyone. Yeah, chaim.
I mean, that rate of Rashi already assumes that there's a difference in Rashi Shita between the get and the gerushin.
At least Rashi's saying...
The problem with making that duke is that you're assuming your answer in Rashi before Rashi says it.
No, because Rashi says, hitira get ze. He doesn't say...
Okay, but if in Rashi get is a synonym of gerushin, then it's just... Then I'm saying you can't make that.
It's not a synonym, right? They're not synonymous. You could say that the get, when we say, you give a get out tonight, so that doesn't make a get chut doesn't make sense, right? Either you're megarish, you're not megarish, right? You could say, hacha, he's mishayer beget. You could say, it's lav davka, right? I'm not saying that it's a synonym. I'm saying it's lav. You could say it's lav davka when we said this get shir la begita. We're saying, in the gerushin, right? This get isn't being matir l'kol, and you need to be megarish l'gamrin, right? What Rashi says is nimtza shelo hitira get ze l'chol adam. What's the problem? this get is not being matir l'chol adam, and by definition, says Rashi, a get needs to be matir l'chol adam. Which is interesting, right? He's not saying that, oh, you didn't give her a get. You're not saying, oh, this isn't gerushin. He's saying that by definition, the way a get works is that a get is matir l'chol adam. That's what it is, right? What's the lashon of a get? We saw this earlier. It was on daf, I think, pei. Hey, I think it's the mission on pei. Hey. The lashon of get, hareyat mutar is l'chol adam. The definition of a get, says Rashi, is that it's a matir l'chol adam. And if it's not matir l'chol adam, then it's not going to work. And then just nothing. Okay? So already Rashi's medayik that shir l'begita, that the problem is actually in the get and not in the krisas. Okay? Who else do we know who seems to make a similar sort of chakira or a similar point? We saw the Rashba. Let's scroll down to the Rashba over here. Krisas, says the Rashba, is Dabra Kores Beno Levena. Kilomar, Kuris Legamri, the lowly heavy Shiura beget Kla. Right? Once again, the emphasis is on the get. But Mistabra Midalo Bainan Hacha Bemai Ive Mabal Manasi Bem Bachot Kedam Bi Ainan Bakulu Inach. Shwamina Dalazim Zai Bain Bachot Bain Bal Manashaicha. A filu Amarle Al Manashalo Tinasi Lo Mikan Bad Yibbe's Chodesh Mishun Dahavia Shiura beget. The Inza Krisos. Okay? So first of all, he's pointing out that even though the Gemara sounded like Tanai would be fine according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wouldn't, right? And according to what we sound like here, it would be a problem. And then he says, well, wait a second. V'lo dami lezeh giteich la'acha gid beis chodesh. This is not parallel to a case where you give a get a manas that it should only go into full effect after yud beis chodesh. Why? D'hasim v'shashu koreis koreis l'gamri. There, when the get goes into effect, it's koris legamri, right? It's matir l'chol adam. However, hacha koris miktsas u'mishayir miktsas. It only works partially. Hilgach ein ze get kimosha kasavti l'mal. Right? Therefore, it's not a get. What's he saying? Right? What he's saying is that you have a get. You give the get. You give the get al tnai. So it's not actually being megareish right now and matir l'chol adam. That's okay. Even though right now it's not being matir l'chol adam, he doesn't have a problem with that. Mitzad krisos. What's the problem? Why? Why is that okay? But you're giving a get, and the get's not being matir l'chol. Isn't that a case of krisos being a valeika? Right? You're giving a get, and it's not being matir. So says the Rashba. Yeah, but there, when the get goes into effect, it's matir l'chol. But here, what you have is a case of the get's kores. But it's not koris legamri. The get's not being koris lachol, and therefore the get itself is ineffective. Right? He's not saying that it's impossible to have a case where you are megarish and it's not koris legamri. The problem is that the get needs to be koris legamri. So whenever the get goes into effect, the get needs to be fully effective or it's not effective at all. Now, it's similar to Rashi. It's almost the same as Rashi because the problem is in the get. What's interesting is that according to the Rashba, the issue is not that a get, by definition, is matir l'chol, right? Rashi's emphasis is hafrei mutaris l'chol adam. According to the Rashba, the emphasis is that a get needs to be koris. It needs to sever all ties between them. That's its purpose. Right? Now, that's a little bit interesting because, it's again, if you remember back in our discussion about what is the nature of gerushin, we have two different options of where to put the emphasis. Do we put the emphasis on it ends all relation between them, or that it's a matir her to other people, right? Is kiddushin the fact that it creates an isser, or the kiddushin about hareat mikudeshes umyu edes rakli? Is it that it creates a connection between them and that asks her to everybody else, or it asks her to everybody else, and therefore they're an exclusive and unique unit? So I think that the Rashi is coming from the direction of gerushin needs to be matir to other people, and by being matir to other people, it undoes the ishas. According to the Rashba, the point is it needs to undo the ishas, and therefore it'll be matir. So in theory, but that's all din in the get, right? There's all within the get. The get itself needs to do this. This is what the point of a get is, and if it doesn't do it, then it's not a get, right? Because either, according to Rashi, a get is a matir, or according to the Rashba, the get is Kores. Now, this is just screen share again. I even made a flow chart. See if we can show it effectively. Oh, that's gone. Okay. Second, let's make this bigger. Okay. Right. In Shitas Chachamim, you have the option of it being a shir baget. And within that, over here, you have Shitas Rashi, that get b'hagdar is a matir. And by being a matir, it means that it has to be undo the, you know, allow her to be much of the chol adam, right? And then otherwise, a get is not a get. According to the Rashba, get is dafka co-race between them. And the fact that she's not, that she's still tied to him, is a chisaron in the get itself. A third shita that we talked about a while ago was the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? We had a stira on the Rambam. The Rambam said that a tnai chutz is a shiur beget, and almenas is a shiur in the krisas. Right? That they're two separate forms of chisaron in you know, the general realm of Ishos. One is a shear in the get, and one's a different one is a shear in the krisos. So those are two separate problems. And therefore, even though the Rambam paskins like the Gemara here, and the Chachamim don't argue about Tanai, that's because the problem with Tanai is a separate problem of krisos, which only comes up on Daf Pei Gimel, but on Daf Pei Bet and Bet, we're dealing with problems in the get, and that's why we think, and that's a question of shear or beget, which is only true by Tanai Chot and not Tanai Almanat. Even though they're both tnaim, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam sees that the shir beget of the tnai is actually not that, oh, get is definitionally does X, and if it doesn't do X, it's not functioning properly. 1 second. Can you all see me properly? Am I coming through clearly? Okay, great. I just got one of those, your internet connection is unstable. So, it's a little boring. Okay. Right, so what the Rambam says is that it's not that the effect of the get is been impinged upon, and therefore it's a chisaron in the get, but actually the tanai itself is trying to limit the get. The tanai itself is pogea in the get. Okay? If you remember then, that's how we dealt with that stira in the Rambam. So for those who remember, great, and if not, you can just sort of ignore that. Okay. Fine. So that's the first part of the Gemara. That's the Gemara on Daf Pei Bet. What's interesting about that Gemara is that it leaves us with the impression, at least primarily, you know, according to what we're seeing in the Gemara here, is that the problem is it's a problem in the get, right? Get needs to be matir, and it's not being matir, it's not a good get. And also, right, the Gemara here sounds like really the Chachamim, the Maskana, at least the way the Gemara seems to go, is that our Mishnah thinks that the Chachamim don't argue on tonight. Right? And there's the Braisa that says that they do argue on tonight. The picture that comes out from Daf Pei Gimel is a little different. No? I mean, if you look at the Daf Pei Bet, it seems pretty straightforward. You have Rabbi Lazar who thinks you can have partial Gerushin. You have the Chachamim who think you can't have partial Gerushin. Rabbi Lazar thinks regular tonight by Gerushin works entirely. Chachamim think that there's this problem by get, shir la baget. Right? Get needs to be complete, and if it doesn't do the whole job, then it's a problem, and you undermine the get itself. Move to Daf Pei Gimel, we have the Tanur Rabbanan, the Achar Ptiraso Shor Rabbi Lazar Nichmasu Arab Zakenim Lahashav Al Dvarav, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Tarpan, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azayev, Rabbi Akiva, and all of them come up with different reasons why they object to Shitas Rabbi Lazar. And they're not all, and they all quote Krisos Beinan Veleka. But what they mean by that, I think, is each one is radically different. But I think it's worth going through them, because each one, I think, reflects the different ways in which we understood Gerushin. But what's interesting, we're applying those really in a very broad scope. Okay? So what did Rav Tarfon say? According to Rabbi Tarfon, you have a case where she goes, marries the brother of the person who she's usher to, then he dies, then she's chayv in Yibam, But they can't do Yibum because of the Tanai of the original guy. Meaning that the Tanai of the original guy is a Tanai al Davar Sheba Torah. Right? Ein Zeh Krisus. What does that mean? Right? It's very peculiar. What do you guys, what would you take from that? What would you... It's a tough, it's not, you know, all these are very, a little bit on, not Pashat, I would say. But I think each one has something, has a different take on it. Yeah, Chaim.
I mean, it's what you said. I don't understand why it says Ein Zeh Kritu, because it just seems to be, Tanya Ogur Dvar Sheba Torah is not a Gitin Masechet.
Right. Exactly, right?
It's a,
right?
Not a general question.
What?
Not only that, but it's also it's specific. It seems to be a technical problem. It's not a problem with Rabbi Eliezer Shita.
Right. It's also like, oh, and if this happens, and what does the Gemara say back? Right? Let's say a person in general went and married someone who, if they were to die, wouldn't be able to do Yibum with their brother. Happens all the time. One of the Yavamos, right? It's like, it's one of our staples. And I have the question is, oh, a case of Tzara, who's an Erva, and the brother, and the Tzara of the Erva, is she Pata or she not Pata, the Tzara of the Tzara of the Erva? Right? It's first mission in Yavamos. We know that it can happen because... Right, we have tons of lots of fun Tashni Lamdas on it. So what are you talking about? It should be usher to marry someone whose Sarah, their brother, can't do Yibum to because then you're being okay to have a Minat Torah.
Also, even more than that, what's the kasha here? Just say, okay, that Tanai is not allowed. Every other Tanai Beget is allowed.
Right. And but even more than that, who cares? Why is that really Tanai? It's not okay to have a Minat Torah. Either, first of all, it's not Krisus being, it's not a problem in Krisus, and even if it is a problem, it's a Satanai, okay.
And even Rabbi Yossi would be like, fine, in every other case, you're allowed.
Right. So, anyone have any ideas what's going on behind your entire phone? No. Yes. Be creative. Kiva.
Me and Hillel seem to think that potentially Krisus is an idea of like halachic freedom. Right, that like she is not right. Essentially, what you were talking about with Chaim is that right, she can get into a situation where this Tanai is Oker Davar Min HaTorah. So this Krisus is that she essentially has halachic freedom from her previous spouse, and that he can't, you know, manipulate her halachic. I don't know.
Future
direction. Future, yes.
Okay, interesting. Meaning, when we say Krisus be none. Saying anything that has halachic significance, if it shows up on a halachic radar, that would be a problem.
How does that?
Interesting. Sorry. The only problem is, yeah. Sorry, who's asking that?
Ethan.
Ethan, you're black box. So
I am.
Yeah.
For Akiva and Hillel, how could you say it's halachic freedom if you know a grusha can't marry a kohen?
No, that's not a problem of the gerushin. Adraba, the fact that she's a grusha is what ushers her to a kohen. It's not that the gerushin that he's performing is not allowing her to marry a kohen.
I mean, that's the tosfot that we saw, or we're going to see.
You mean the line taking him on bet?
Yeah, tosfot says that you can have that a gida like this connection is not the same thing as having halachic relevance to the marriage.
Right.
Right. So
obviously, there's going to be some differences. They were married. But, right. But I think each one of these is different. I like what you're saying. I'm not sure if that's what Rabbi Tarfon's saying. I think what Rabbi Tarfon's saying, because the question is then, why do we say Masna Mashkos B'Torah? You just say Krisus. According to Akiva and Hillel are saying, works very nicely, I think, with a lot of the options, a lot of the different Shitas. But Doc with Rabbi Tarfon, the fact that he keeps bringing up Masna Mashkos B'Torah, I think is... It says something. Question is what? Because it doesn't seem like a classic case of Masna Mashkos B'Torah, right? So, any other ideas? Because it's like a little bit unclear. What's he thinking, right? The Gemara's answer to Rabbi Tarfon is so obvious. That's not the way. That's not Masna Mashkos B'Torah. That's not the way. That's a din in Tanaim. That has nothing to do with Gerushin. And this isn't it, right? We know what Masna Mashkos B'Torah is. We know how it works, and this isn't how it works. So why are we like? What's Rabbi Tarfon thinking? So I think, if you look at like Rashi has like an interesting formulation here. She'in ze krisos, Ha'amura batura. Right, Rashi adds that in. Rashi sometimes is very, adds in like two words, which like really make it, just really happen to just help with the flow. But really he's saying something very, that really changes the way you understand everything. Right, in ze krisos ha'amura batura. Shelo amra Torah, Christos ha'oker davar min ha'Torah. He's not saying that it's, oh, masna mashkaz ba'Torah. What's Rashi think Rabbi Tarfon saying? In ze Christos ha'amur ba'Torah, because the Torah which created Christos created it only in specific circumstances. Meaning, I think, moments of silence here, right? Meaning, when we talk about krisos, right, we're talking about gerushin. One of the things we pointed out in the beginning of the year is that gerushin is a chiddush, right? There's a Yerushalmi that talks about, oh, b'nei noach don't even have it. Once you're in me'ishas, you're stuck, right? And gerushin is a chiddush. It's a specific process, which Hashem was miyachid gerushin liyisrael. And we said the reason why is because it promotes the Kedusha of Yishos, right? A Catholic marriage doesn't promote marriage as something that is holy, because the minute it goes south, you're stuck, right? Which turns marriage into a burden. It can turn into something ugly and hideous and, you know, and something that ruins people's lives, and also something that really no longer has any positive meaning. As we have Gerushin, so when the Kedusha, or when the positive aspect of marriage is gone, then it can be undone, because marriage is supposed to remain Kadosh. Right? So Gerushin is actually something that the Torah created for very specific purposes. Right? If so, says Rav Tarfon, is it krisus ha'amura ba'Torah? Why? Shelo amra Torah krisus ha'oker davar min ha'Torah. The Torah only gives you the right or the ability to do Gerushin, right, in a way which works with the rest of Seder Nashim. I think there's a reason why Hidafka brings this case of Yu'ibum and not any other mitzvah that you could possibly get in the way of. Right? What he's saying is that Gerushin is actually a part and parcel of the whole Marechet of Ishos. It's a part and parcel of the whole Marechet of Kiddushin and Yibum and Ksivos. V'chule, all of those go together. You cannot have a gerushin which runs counter to those principles. A gerushin which would undermine, let's say, yibum, right, which is a reflection of the idea of gerushin of ishus also transcending the individual and making them part of a family, and the idea of akamazera and the idea of, you know, immortality through one's children, v'chule. So if the gerushin were to impede upon the rest of Seder, of the marachot of Seder Nashim and those mitzvos, right, that would actually undermine the concept of gerushin. It would be a misuse of gerushin, right? So he says, this is not the krisos ha'amura ba'Torah, to be oker davar min ha'Torah. The whole point of gerushin is what? To uphold the kedusha of ishos. Right, it's to reinforce and to encourage and to strengthen the principles of ishus. And when that's not true, then it's not serving its purpose. Ein ze krisus ha'amura ba'Torah. Agree, disagree? Like my Taichin Rashi? Chaim's doing the wavery. Chaim has to reread Rashi. What does everyone else think? Hillel's also wavering, but I don't think for the same reason. Hill likes it. Ami? Andy? Chana? I'm assuming Ari, Mordechai, Shira, and Ethan all love it because they all just look very happy. Oh, no, Mordechai just, okay, Mordechai likes it. Mordechai really does. No? Yes? Maybe? Right? Meaning, it's a huge chiddush because we're used to thinking, once again, of Gerushin as something that just exists. It's a tool in our toolbox. But Rabbi Tarfon says it's not a tool in our toolbox at all, right? Gerushin is actually something that's there to encourage the Torah's system of Ishas. And if it runs counter to that, then you just don't have it. Right? The Torah just takes it away from your toolbox. Yeah? Right? Meaning it's a right, it's not a right, it's a privilege. It's like your driver's license. You know? You're like a crazy driver. You start driving in a manner which puts people at risk. Right? You're putting Yibam at risk. You're running roughshod with Gerushin. So the Torah takes away your Gerushin license until you agree to use it properly. I mean, obviously very much Kaviyachal. Right? Which looks at Gerushin primarily in the aspect of something that is there to protect Kedushas Ishas. Okay. I think that's my take on Rabbi Tarfon. Because I think that's really A, what Rashi seems to be going for. And really, Rashi keeps saying, oh, because this is not the Gerushin that the Torah created, because they only created it so that it could, right, fit with the rest of Isha, of Seder Nasha. Right? If you take it otherwise, then Rav Tarfon just comes up with something very shver. He just says, oh, it's Masa Mashakas of Torah. And then the Gemara's like, nah, it's not. It doesn't fit any of the rules of Masa Mashakas of Torah, so you're wrong. Which happens to make a lot of sense. Okay. Who comes next? Next comes Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that we're actually dealing with chutz. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, unlike the other three, thinks that what we're dealing with is actually chutz and not tanai. And he just points out, right, Gerushin is a chalos. Rabbi Lazar keeps thinking you could split different components. It's all very nice that there are these different ideas. But fundamentally, it's one chalos. Either it's chal or it's not chal. If it's chal, then it's chal 100%. If it's not chal, it's not chal at all. Okay. Who comes next? Then comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Nana Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ba'amar. Krisos davar akoris beinu levina. Halamata she'in ze krisos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to be our favorite. He says that you need davar akoris beinu levina, something that splits between them, something that separates them. And this is not, right? It says, right, yeah. Hakores bein olivina, says Rashi, akati agida bei le'asar al oso ish. Right? And the problem isn't that she's usher to this other guy. The problem is that she's still stuck to him. She's still attached to him. He still has control over her. Right? What is Gerushin, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Think of our Gerushin components. What's the ikar? What's like the critical component? Agida Bay. All right, what's going on? Yeah, Chaim. I'm going to let you have this one. Next time it's going to get this one. Chaim. I'm going to start.
Yeah, like the connection between them, big. It's kind of very like obvious. Like, Gerushin is the stop of connection between them. This is a lasting connection between them, and therefore it's going to be a problem.
Right. But I was, what's like the term in terms of the Isha's component / Gerushin component that we're trying, that we're talking about, that we want to undermine? Or that way that is, that needs to be undone and isn't being undone.
Like the, I don't want to say like personal aspects, but something along that line.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I would say, or I would even just say, yeah, it's the personal relationship, right? The whole point is that there's a relationship between them, right? There's a personal relationship. They have a connection. And the point is that, no, it seems to be an absolute breakup. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if on the Kiddushin, he said, marry me outside, you'll never drink wine again, would that mean they can never get Megaresh? Like, I don't understand. Like, if it's about the personal relationship is going to last. It has to be something that's connected to the get itself.
If you were Mekadesh?
Yeah, because if you were Mekadesh, I'll deny that she will never drink wine again, even if they get divorced. And then they get divorced, it's the same tonight.
If you were to make that tonight, then and she were to drink wine, then it would be mevatel the kiddushin lemafraya, not the gerushin, and then they wouldn't. Then
no, because my problem is that she still has that connection to him.
No, she. I mean, she could go and drink wine and then sayonara, right?
Oh, fine.
It's not Tanai that keeps them together in the Gershon. I mean, Gershon says, bye-bye, see you later. Right? Obviously, she could still owe him money, right? Or he could owe her money. That's not, I don't think that's a problem.
I just have a problem with calling it a personal relationship because it's something more financial, more technical.
Okay.
Like, it's not as global as you're making it.
I don't know. It's very global, no? The fact that he has something hanging over her head.
No, but it's something in the get. It's something attached Dafka to the get.
It's not. I mean, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying the fact that that he still has this connection over her. He's not saying, oh, because the get itself is totally on.
No, but it's the because he
has a giant sort of damage by the Tanai.
The Tanai doesn't float in space. It's connected to the gayership.
It is, but ultimately... Right, there's
it's
still
a
relationship.
It's not a neder, it's part of the get.
Yeah, obviously you're correct. Obviously, if it was entirely external to the garrison, let's say she were to make a neder that whenever you want, I will, I don't know, jump and squawk like a chicken. Right? Whenever you say jump and squawk like a chicken, she makes a neder like that. Right? On her, you know, on Nechitas Chefet, she can't be mevatel at all the ganze zachen. So then I would say, yeah, you're right. There's still Magurashas because there's no Agidabe that's relevant to the Gerishin. You're right. Amakaba. There has to be some connection to the Gerishin in order for us to say, oh, the Agidabe. And therefore there's Chisaron and the Chrysos being in Valeka. But anytime it's external, as long as it's, you know, you can tie it to the Gerishin in some way, but it's not because of the Gerishin. It's that the Gerishin is failing to undo the Agidabe. If she had some sort of external tonight, we'd say, okay, yeah, but that has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, she made a random nether. That was stupid, right? Here, it's coming from him. He's creating it, and he's, you know, he's doing it to Tochid the Gershon. Okay. Right, so Blessed Messiah is focusing on our good old-fashioned personal relationship component, which we liked a lot in the beginning of the year. Okay. Who comes next? Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Akiva is interesting. Rabbi Akiva actually, I think, is in some ways the most Rabbi Akiva-ish, right? You read it and you're like, huh? And, you know, like, what are you going for? Rabbi Akiva says the following. Rabbi Akiva says, "Harei shehozazu v'nisis la'echad min hashuk v'hayu labanim v'nis armelon iskar shav'amda v'nisis l'zeh shenesra alav lo nim teget batal b'nei alam zirin halamata she'in zekrisos." If she were to go, marry somebody else, have children, then go marry the person she said she wasn't going to marry, that would retroactively invalidate her gerushin. All the kids would be mamzerim, and that's not krisus. Huh? Right. Okay, yeah. Why is that not krisus? She violated the Tanai, so they're not migurashas. Okay. Why is that?
I feel like it's creating a standard that it's not just this one relationship. It's every potential relationship, any family she could possibly start, has the ability to not be a halachic family because this is perpetually over her head. And that it's not just excluding her from one person. It because of this mechanism of retroactive mamzeros, it actually, in some way, impinges upon every potential marriage that she could ever have with children.
Okay, good. And why Dafka does it have to impinge on her future potential to marry, or really, like, the fact that she might, you know, like, kids might be from Zerim?
Because if you don't have the ability to have children from any marriage, it's not really a marriage. It's the central point of marriage.
I would give it, like, a little bit different, although I think what you're saying, I think, is actually... Rashi is going in that direction.
What if the husband, when he gave the get, said, "Almanat, that you don't marry this guy for a year"? Then it wouldn't be any different from, or 30 days or whatever. It would be the same as that you can't drink wine for 30 days.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you connect, I'm saying, Mordechai, how do you think that would work in Rabbi Akiva's logic?
Sorry, can you repeat what your question is?
I mean, you said, because how could he make it that she would always be subject to battling the get l'mafreya, which is Rashi's gersa, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what if he said, almanat that you don't marry, that you don't marry this guy for a year or for 30 days or whatever, which is the same as like that almanat that you don't drink wine for 30 days. Because there we have no problem with the fact that it could be batal mafreya, right?
We do. We do. Actually, later on, we're actually going to pull that in. Right? End of peibat on bed, we actually say, yeah, same thing would be true by wine. At least according to that day.
So I'm right? saying...
What's interesting is exactly this. When you, according to the people on peibat, who talked about, shir la baguette, we don't care if you're mashayer, but the wine stuff doesn't bother us. Because you're matir to every person, right? According to the day of Elisa Rabbi Akiva, in a chanami, if she were to, anything that would run the risk, I think, of this mamzeras would actually be a problem, according to Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva's question, or kasha on Rabbi Lazar, is not that it's a partial gershin, it's just that it's possible for the get to be a batel.
Right, and he would say the same thing if it, in the case of almanash lo tishdiyayin.
Okay, fine.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
What's interesting, right, is I think so. Rashi says something. Rashi brings it back to Rabbi Tarfon, at least the way we understood Rabbi Tarfon. He says, "Lo amra Torah krisus hamivias yisrael de pso." Torah is not going to allow. Right, gives you the opportunity of gerushin for a specific purpose, and that's not going to be applied. Right, if it's something that could lead to something worse. A gerushin which could lead to mamzeros is something that we don't want, right? It undermines what gerushin is there for, which is to ensure that, you know, ishus remains pure, and when it's not, instead of well, just going and being nevechule, they get the gerushin and shalma yisrael. Hold on a second, time. So I think that's one option. That's the way Rashi understands Rabbi Akiva. But I actually think that what Mordechai was saying is actually I like it more. I can't really argue so much with say it's better than Rashi, but I think an alternative option, and one which I think has a lot going for it, was Mordechai with a little twist, is how do we understand what's one of the options of what Ishus is? What's Gerushin? What's Ishus? How do you create it? Why do you need Idikiyim, for example? So one of the things we said is that Ishus, in some part, is a social construct, right? Marriage is a social construct, and part of it is that it's something that's known to the public, right? They, vis-a-vis the tzibur, yadua bechevra, as it is known in Hebrew, the fact that in terms of vis-a-vis the community, they act as a unit, right? And the community knows that they are married and she is asr lakal and he's married to her v'chule. That is something which creates marriage, right? What is gerushin then? Gerushin is that we know that she can safely remarry, right? We know that she is not. Why do you need to aid them by a get? Why don't we just trust them? So you can say, okay, because it's Tavash Be'erva and Enoneman v'chule. But what happens by Kiddushin? Why don't we trust them there? So the Gemara says, because it's, you know, needs to be, so the Gemara there gives an answer that it needs to be, it's like Chav Lachmini. I think the explanation really that's standing behind the need for Eidim by Kiddushin is that by definition, what is Kiddushin? That vis-a-vis, you separate yourselves, the two of them separate themselves from the community, right? They're their own little unit that's part of the community, but distinct. If that's true, then in order to be Megaresh, right, they need to dissolve that. If there's no, we don't know that she could remarry, we don't know 100% that she's Muteres, then they're not Megureshes, right? In this case, she never can safely remarry. Why? Because it could always turn out that Lemafreya, she was Megureshes and the Vlad is Mamzer. So says Rabbi Akiva, Gerushin by definition is just like, Ishus is partially a social construct or in large part a social construct. And if that social construct is not going to going to be undone, or more importantly, Gerushin is that she's now Mutalako. So they're still married, right? Because, right? Two of them are a unit. She's also Lako. And now you don't have a heter. You don't know that she's Mutter. She can never safely remarry. So by definition, if she can't safely remarry, then there's not Megureshes. Ibn Ezra says,
How much of this is theoretical? How much of it is actual? Like, if you have a situation in which a woman, this could never happen, say the woman is barren or the husband's barren or they're both 70 years old, whatever.
They still can't get remarried. She can't get remarried because at the end of the day, right, she's never marryable. And a lot of the discussion later on in the Gemara, one of the options is, right, one approach is really, oh, anytime that there's any Agida Bay, Shloshim Yom, anything beyond Shloshim Yom, big no-no. The other idea that keeps coming up in the Gemara is, as long as it's possible at one point for it to be Vadai that she's Megureshes, that's good enough.
But, I mean, the fact that in a separate woman in the same situation would potentially be able to compromise, be in a compromised marriage retroactively. Therefore, we're making a low plug.
I think we're saying that the Ardeos in the Gemara, that any time, and in the Rishonim also, that any time there's a possibility that whoever it is will die, let's say. So what did we see in the Ritva? The Ritva says, Rabbi Lazar totally agrees that Krisus Beina. But since the guy might die, that's okay, right? Because then it would become Krisus. I think if you take this approach, since eventually she might be mutter, and she might now no longer be societally constricted, because we know 100% that she's Megureshes, then in a chenami, that would be Gerushin, according to this option. Right? She's still married. It's not just, oh, Nebuch, since practically they can't get remarried, that's a big deal, and we're not going to let them be Megaresh. Fundamentally, Gerushin, by definition, is the opposite of the societal construct of Ishos, which is that societally she can get remarried.
Okay.
But if she can't societally get remarried because it might be the Gerushin might be undone, then there was no Gerushin. Okay. Next, and last, but not least, Shita on Pei Gimel Amudat of Rabbi Yeshua. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Makish Kadumi Havaya Shmiya Kadumi Havaya Rishona. It's like parallel to Tosos Mode on Amudat. Ma Kadumi Havaya Rishona Dolo Agida Be Inishachrina. Av Kadumi Havaya Shmiya Dolo Agida Be Inishachrina. Says Tosos there. Tosos there points out, wait a second, but she's still also the Krovos, Krovim. Right, she says, yeah, in Hanami, but other than that, you know, Hakanami Beina Bikidume Havaya Shniya should have Mufkaas Ligamri Mimenu, Midin Ishus Ish, Velote Agida Bekla. Says Tosos, and says the Gemara, says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, sorry. The definition of Gerushin is that what? What is Gerushin trying to do?
I guess turn her into like a pre-married state.
Exactly. Very good. Right? It's to restore her to the status quo ante. Right? Gerushin is undoing Kiddushin. And if Gerushin is undoing Kiddushin, then if it doesn't restore her to the status quo ante, then it's not Gerushin. Right? The whole point of Gerushin is to undo the Ishus. Here he's not undoing the Ishus. I says Tosos, wait a second, but there's always some element of the Ishus because she's still usher to the Krovim, right? Remember the Yushami says, right, there's always some remnant of the Ishus. That's right. Why is that a question? What do you mean? Of course, there's always, who cares about that? The answer is, if the whole point is that we're trying to undo the Ishus, then you ask, well, wait a second, but you can't ever undo Ishus. And the answer is, yeah, right, of course. Tosos, obviously you can't undo the entire Ishus. You can't erase the history. But you can erase the Ishus Mikanalaba. Right? So just to sum up, right, we had two approaches to the Shita of the Chachamim. The Shita on daf pei bet amud bet, the one that seems to be that the Rishonim sort of blame on the Amoraim, right? The Ramban was trying to explain, wait a second, the Gemara on daf pei bet seems to take the seems to avoid the whole krisis binan issue. And the on all the Tanaim on daf pei gimel all seem to think that Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham are arguing all about Tanai and Krisus Be'inan, and they have very expansive understandings of what Krisus Be'inan we need, and that a Tanai of Almanas would be a problem. So the Ramban said, oh yeah, Pei Gimel, Pei Beis Amud Beis, Pei Bet Amud Bet is the Amoraim, Amorai Basrai, and the Tanaim on Pei Gimel actually disagree. And the Amoraim on Daf Pei Bet are really all within Rav Yossi Aglili. Okay? But the Gemara, so the Gemara on Daf Pei Bet sees the issue as being an issue within the get, the sheer beget. And there are different, and we saw three different options in the Rishonim how to understand the sheer beget. Either there's a sheer in the get atzmo, the get itself is actually not entirely functional, that's the Rambam. We saw Rashi, we're very clear that a get, by definition, is a matir, and a get that's not matir lakol is a malfunctioning get. We saw the Rajba who says that a get is kores. The purpose of the get is to sever all ties between them, right? It's matir her, it terminates the relationship. It's severance, literally. And therefore, here, this get is in kores, legamri. The whole point is it's a maisa shiluchin, right? From the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's Vishilcha. And here it's not Shaleach, it's not Koreis, the relationship. Okay. All right, so with Rashi, it's more of an emphasis on the Heter, on the Ish and the Isser component. While according to the Rajba, it's much more about the Koreis Ligamri, the fact that it terminates the relationship entirely. On the other side, we have the option of the Chachamim, of the Nichnasu Dalid, Dalad Zakenim, right, the Shitos of the Tanaim, that we're dealing with a Shear in the Krisas. And we saw a few different options. We saw Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who thinks that it's a question of Chutz, and he thinks that, because Gerushin is all or nothing, because it's a Chalos. Rabbi Lazar thinks that it's several different components, many of which are practical and natural. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, Gerushin is a Chalos, it's all or nothing. We saw Rabbi Tarfon, who thinks the Gerushin is part of the Marechet of Ishas. And therefore, in order for it to function, it can't conflict with other elements. And therefore, in a case where it's Oker Davimena Torah, where it would conflict with Yibum, it wouldn't work. We saw Rabbi Akiva who said that Gerushin, by definition, has a societal component. And whenever it's not going to allow her to remarry to anybody, right? Not because, oh, there's a chisaron in the actual get or in the krisos, but because the societal component, the idea that she's now a free agent in society, and society no longer has to view her as being an ish, is not true. Right here, since they all have to worry that it'll be batal lemafreya, so since there's no vadai idim who can be made that she's mutter, she's not mutter lemaisa, and therefore b'chevra she's still married to him or she's still b'isser. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is we'll get to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah last actually. Rabbi Yeshua, who says that gerushin is an attempt to create the status quo ante, it's undoing the marriage, right? Mostly with Rabbi Elazar and with at least also with most of the other days and chachamim, gerushin is something that goes forward, right? It doesn't undo everything l'mafreya. It doesn't bring us necessarily just to the status quo ante. It continues forward, right? Meaning, you're megarish, and that's mati her to other people. And what we saw also is the idea that she's still usher to his provim. There's still components in there that remind us of the fact that she used to be married to him, right? So it's not where we're going, we're megarish, and now we're undoing it. So we were megarish, and then we're megarish, right? There was chalos A, which is kedushin. And there's Chalos B, which basically undoes most of that, which counters most of that, but it doesn't undo it. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no, it actually undoes it. Right? And we saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah finally, who says that Krisos is Koris Beino Lebeina, Beino Agidabe, Girushin is all about severing the relationship. And as long as there's still an agidabe, there's still a connection. An agidabe is a very, you know, it's a very light phrase. What does that mean to be agidabe? It's very vague. Okay, agidabe. She's tied to him. Right? What's the halachic definition, as Chaim kept pointing out? What's the halachic definition of, oh, she's agidabe, she's stuck to him somehow? Right? The reason why we would give halachic significance to the fact she's to this nur pal, to this very vague and hazy concept of connected to him, is because part of Ishus is the connection between them, right? It's the practical relationship between them. And by undoing that, you need to undo that entirely. And if she's still tied to him practically, then that's the chisaron in krisos. Okay? So we saw different definitions of krisos and what we're trying to do. And how those interact with our definition of gerushin. That beyond the fact that we have a get, and the get needs to be a matya, and the get needs to be kores, we also need, as a practical entity, that gerushin has a practical component, right? Gerushin is something that is also a reality. It's not only a halachic construct, according to some of these shitos. We also see is the opposite. We also see, let's say, Rabbi Yosef Glili says no, right? Gerushin is a halachic construct, or what we saw in Rabbi Tarfon. Gerushin is a halachic construct, but it's a halachic construct, says Rabbi Tarfon, that needs to work with internal issues. But Dafka Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah think that we are talking about external issues, right? We're talking about practical, real-life components that are fundamental to Gerushin. Gerushin, in large part, is something natural, which has halachic chalos. Yeah, Chaim.
Going back to Rabbi Akiva, could we make him sort of more concerned just saying that he thinks that the point of Gerushin is to stop Mamzerim, which works very well with the mission that we saw that said to allow for Gerushin, you need to have some impropriety earlier.
Meaning, you know, that, okay, yeah.
Meaning that perhaps we don't read him as like this whole idea about personal relationships and all that type of stuff. Just say he thinks the purpose, the telos of a get is to stop Mamzerim. This get doesn't fulfill that, and that's the problem. Like, I don't know why you're reading him so, like, largely.
Well, I mean, you happen to have a bit of a support in Rashi. The reason why I would read him largely is, do you remember which shita in the Mishnah, in the end?
Yeah. I guess he was the most...
Rabbi Shammai said, oh, you need davar erva. Rabbi Akiva says what? Matzanaim hemena. Right?
Okay.
Meaning, for Rabbi Akiva... It's there's definitely a very strong component there of, you know, of the practical, of the relationship idea, of the mutual, you know, that they need to love each other, otherwise, you know, they can be megarish. So I think the idea that she's not able to, you know, societally they're not able to marry is a good basis for saying that the gerushin doesn't work. But the idea that it's that gerushin is really to prevent mamzerim is harder to argue, just because he thinks that you don't need davar erva bichlal and ratim garish.
Okay.
So I think next year, we're going to do the definition of the tanai. Right? What is the hagdara of the tanai that fails the krisus beina valeka? The Agidabe test of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Are we passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Right? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lukulam Isla Upircha, Chodz Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the question is then, what is that definition of this Tanai? Right? We said, oh, Tanai, Chutz Mi, you know, Al Menashalo Tinasi Lukuloni doesn't work. But there are cases where you can have a Tanai that is a problem or isn't a problem, depending on, you know, how you structure it. Question is, what's the definition of this tonight? When is this tonight a problem and when is it not? What are we dealing with our question that, you know, Chaim asked, and this is bothering all of us, is, okay, great, we said agidabe, what does that mean? Right? When is a tonight going to be an issue? Okay, and the Daf Makoros is ready up. I apologize, I'm probably not going to put up the Daf Makoros for Shir number 9, meaning upcoming is number 8. Shir number 9, I'm probably not going to put up until Wednesday, just because I'm giving called Baba Chabura on Tuesday, so I'm a bit under pressure. So I will unfortunately probably be a little bit late with, I will be only up to the current shear and not a shear or two ahead on the Makoros. So apologies. Okay. Shkoyach. If you guys get bored, just keep going in the Gemara.
Next year is on Sunday, or is on Wednesday?
Next year is on...